But our next guest, the man is a golfing gun. He's the only man to have beaten Tiger twice, Fletchy, twice in match play. He's got a brand new book out. It's called How to Play Your Best Golf. I speak of the wonderful Nick O'Hearn. He's on the line right now. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Going very well. I'll tell you what, I mean, How to Play Your Best Golf. This is a handbook for every weekend hacker like myself.
In a nutshell, basically, that's what it's all about, how to help people play their best golf. I guess you could say it's everything you wouldn't learn off on the driving range. It's more about, how to score out on the golf course, a lot of short game stuff, a little bit of mental, how to play when it's windy, when it's wet, which is probably pretty obvious now in Sydney at the moment and other areas. All those sort of nuances of the game, which you don't really learn about at the driving range, as I say.
Nick, I'm quite interested in the chapter, Play Like Your Personality. Now, my personality is not suited to golf. I rush around. I've got no patience, no concentration. How is a person like me going to be able to play golf with a personality like this?
Well, interestingly enough, that's not a bad way to be, because all you need to do is focus for about 30 seconds at a time. The rest of the time you can be a madman and just do whatever you want. But as soon as you get to your ball and you get that sort of little burst where you have to go, okay, 20 or 30 seconds, this is the shot I've got to hit, this is what I've got to do, bang, away you go. Really focus hard on that sort of situation. And then every time else after that, after you've hit the shot and while you're waiting for your playing partners, you can do whatever you want. Basically, take your mind away from the game. So I think it's perfectly suited to you.
Well, how imperative is it to have a practice swing when you're on the tee?
Well, practice swings, they can be overrated, but I don't mind it, because it's more, I like to have one just to get a feeling for the shot that I'm trying to do. It's not an exact replica of what I'm about to do. It's more just sort of getting a bit of a feeling for the shot. Definitely do it behind the ball. Don't do it next to the ball, because from behind you get a better visual of it. And then as you walk in, you're more on autopilot at that point. You're not really thinking about it anymore. You're just kind of getting up there, picking your target and letting the shot go. Most bad shots occur because we start to think too much while we're over the ball.
Totally. I'm not sure there's a one-size-fits-all approach, but, for average golfers like my good self, I'm probably like a 25er. I can't stand slow play. So guys that are rubbish or women that... they look at a 7-foot putt from 20 different angles and they bob up and down to, eventually 5-putt for a 9 or something. So just get on with it. I like this sort of, the Aaron Baddeley approach. Just have one look, step up and just hit it.
Oh, I'm all for it, trust me. The problem sometimes happens is, I guess you watch a lot of the pros on TV and they take about 2 minutes to make a decision. So a lot of people love bringing that into their game. But to be honest, for the most golfers out there, the weekend players or whatever handicap you're off, the less you think about it, the better. Just go with your first instinct is always a good thing to do. Factor in, okay, where's the wind coming from? Where's the pin? What sort of yardage do I have? Or if you're on the green, where's the slope? Things like that. And focus more on speed and distance control rather than direction. That's always a good thing.
Now, Nick, did you watch the Shark documentary on the 30 for 30?
I did. Yes, I did watch that.
Now, I was... not amazed, but I remember when it was all going on. But I suppose I was shocked about some of the guys they interviewed when they were talking about the Shark, saying, oh, he was unlucky, Larry Myers chip in. But one of them, or two of them, just came out and said, well, no, because he shot 40 on that last day, on the back nine, so it's his own fault. Where do you sit? Mm-hmm. Was he unlucky, or was he probably choked?
it's an interesting question. Where if he'd have shot 39, well, yeah, he would have won the tournament. And for most pro golfers on the back nine on a Sunday, you should be able to get that done, but it is a major championship, obviously, so it's not that easy. And then he was in that position to be able to, shoot that 40 in that regard. So give him credit for being there in the first place. But yeah, if he'd have played a little bit better golf, he would have got it done. But then in the playoffs, he was unlucky, that's for sure. He got done pretty hard by Larry Myers. The one I think where, really wasn't unlucky was the one where Bob Tway holed on him on the last hole, because that was, I think, the nine that he did shoot 40 on the back nine and probably should have put that one away.
Yeah. Just on 87, the cameras zoomed in and people are now debating whether it was an illegal drop by Larry Myers. But anyway, it's history. He's not the flavour at the month, though, is he, the Shark? Didn't Wayne Grady tee off, Nick?
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. That was a... That was a good one by Gray, that's for sure. Maybe a couple of sherbets before he posted that one, I'd say. But yeah, I mean, Norman's he's doing an interesting thing with the Saudis at the moment, and I think the press conferences aren't really going in their favour. Mickelson's saying some very interesting things. So if I was in their shoes or their PR guys, it might be a better idea just to keep quiet and let sort of things play out. It's an interesting thing, the Saudi Tour. I think it's coming and it will happen, but the quality of fields are going to be pretty ordinary and they may just shoot themselves in the foot. I'm not exactly sure, but the thing that they do have in their favour is they had basically unlimited funds. So we'll see how that all plays out.
Do you think some of the current PGA guys who have been offered and aren't going to go, are they just sort of waiting to see what happens with the event?
There's probably a little bit of that, I'd say, but the top guys know. They know where their bread's buttered. I mean, the PGA Tour look after the players unbelievably well. They have these pension plans and they take care of the families and everything while you're out on tour. So, and the prize money's already plenty. I mean, the whole Tiger Woods era has basically generated all this. So it's a bit of greed for sure. I mean, the whole Mickelson thing, people are talking about there's some gambling issues and things like that. So I was hoping he'd play the PGA this week, but for some reason he pulled out, unfortunately. So I think the sooner he gets back playing, the better.
Well, that's one less lefty in the field, Nick, which must sadden you. Eight Aussies teeing it up at the Southern Hills course in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cameron Davis, Jason Day, Lucas Herbert, Matt Jones, Minwoo Lee, Mark Leishman, Adam Scott and Cameron Smith. Who do you like in this?
Oh, out of the Aussies, it's hard to go past Cam Smith at the moment. I mean, the golf course is a beauty. I played there in 2007 when Tiger won the PGA, and they shaved the areas around the greens a lot. So I think the Aussies will really like it because there's a lot of runoffs. You have to be pretty creative around the greens, and there's really none better than Cam Smith in that regard. But to be honest, it's kind of hard to go past Scottie Scheffler, the world number one. He actually said a while back this is one of his favourite golf courses. So when the world number one says that and he's won a bunch of tournaments, it's kind of lookout time.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a fair bit of attention on Tiger at the moment because he's making another appearance, which is great for the game, but it's going to be a fun week.
Now, Nick, I've got another question from the book. When you say putting, what's your dominant hand, ? So I'm a right-hander. What do you mean by that?
Well, to give you an example, I'm a left-handed golfer. Everything I do two hands is left-handed, you know, bat left in cricket. But I bowl right. I'm a one-handed, right-handed person. So now, interestingly enough, I like to tell people I've made the biggest change in the history of putting. Because when I was putting, I used a broomstick putter, which was a long left-handed putter. And then when they brought the anchoring band in, I stopped doing that because I didn't really like the anchoring. Or unanchoring, so to speak. So I tinkered around with the short lefty, didn't like that, and I played nine holes one day right-handed for a bit of fun, and I had 14 putts for nine holes, and I thought, this is interesting. I might give this a bit of a go, but when I thought about it, I thought, well, if I roll the ball to the hole, I do it with my right hand, not my left hand. So I'd say that to most people out there. There's a few right-handed golfers out there that throw a ball left-handed. I'd give putting left-handed a go, and if you're a left-handed golfer and you throw a ball right-handed, well, right-handed putting a go. More so if you're struggling with your putting. If you're putting well already, don't worry about it. But it really makes a lot of sense to me, and that's what I talk about with the dominant hand. Everyone talks about a dominant eye, but I think it's more your dominant hand that's important.
How to play your best golf. Nick, if you had one tip to young golfers or old golfers or those that just like to hit a ball, just one key tip, what would you give them?
Oh, what would I give them? That's an interesting one. I'll give them probably a couple. It's hard to give them one, but take an extra club into greens. Like most people, you know, they hit that 7-iron pure 150 metres, but they do it probably 2 out of 10 times. Maybe take a 6-iron and just put a smooth swing on it instead to get it, you know, around the pin high because everyone thinks they hit the ball a bit further than they do. And then the other thing would be try and work on a pre-shot routine. That's a real key aspect of the goal, of the game. You know, what you do before you hit the ball is really important.
6-iron's my favourite club. Nick, it's been great to chat. We could chat all day. The book is called How to Play Your Best Golf, Strategies from a Tour Pro, that by Nick O'Hearn. We're going to give away a copy on the program today.
Where do you buy the book, Nick? Where do you buy the book?
It's in all major bookstores in Australia, or you can get it online at Booktopia, booktopia.com.au. So it's available everywhere.
Good on you, Nick.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for your time. There he is, Nick O'Hearn.